Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas. I am Miss Mo Better, and my co-host Storm is in the building as well. Storm, are you in the building? What's good?
Yes, I am. Hey, Diva. How's everything?
Hey, darling. What's going on?
Working hard, tired.
I know
hard,
that's
tired.
Right. We need us a diva vacation. We gonna set that up. We gotta get popping somewhere. Before we get started, I'm sorry. I just like to mention that this is an adult show. We do promote callers 18 and over. However, sometimes we do get callers at a younger age, or even just listeners that's been with their parents. So we try to keep it civil over here. However, we might hear a curse or two slip out of my mouth, But again, we discuss adult topics and we do promote adult callers. Over here, we're not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix people. However, we do like to offer and lend our support in any way that we can. Anybody that has, some kind of advice they feel they can share, please feel free to do so. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and like they said, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. So, and that's what we work on over here. Everybody has an opinion, you know, right, wrong, and indifferent. So, you know, yeah, listen, if you would call in, you don't have to give your government name. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't care. You know, a lot of people are shy or whatever the situation is, but just call in and kick it with your divas over here. We like to also start about giving birthday shout-outs. I'm going to shout out my Nana, my great-grandmother in heaven. Today she would have actually been 109 years old. Very wise woman she was, very wise woman. And I thank God that I did have the opportunity to know her. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people don't get a chance to meet their grandparents because they're going on before, you know, they had a chance to or whatever, before they were born. But I did. And not only that, she taught my mother a lot, which my mom taught me a lot. So we get a lot of stuff from her. She was one of the most hardworking women that I've ever known, you know. And she was very business oriented, very family oriented, and she was a great provider, and I appreciate her. So happy birthday
Nana.
My sister. Yes, Nana Pinky. Yeah, happy birthday, Nana Pinky. Condolences. I actually lost another grandmother yesterday. My dad's mother.
Oh my.
Passed away yesterday. My grandma Lorraine, may she rest in peace.
I'm sorry to
hear
that.
Yes, thank you. You know, life is full of surprises and gifts and whatever. You know, but she's in a better place. She was an older woman as well, so she lives her life. So, again, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating. I think this is Pisces season. Happy birthday to all the Pisces out there that's celebrating. Turn up, celebrate responsibly. y'all know my motto by now, you know what I'm saying. Anybody you want to shout out, Viva?
Oh, none for me.
Okay. No shout outs for the diva, but
no shout outs for me for no birthdays.
Happy birthday to you, Pisces.
Capricorns are better. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. So from a Capricorn, you know, that just sounded a little biased to me. I'm just saying. That sounds a little biased. For those that are just tuning in. Yes, I know. For those that are just tuning in, you're on live with the Diva Squad. You're on live with Miss Mobetta and Stone. We are in the building over here. This is Love Fantasy. This is how we do Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to GQ Palace Radio. Rich Money is in the building. It's Butter Baby. Him on Friday night. Running his show on Friday night.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Hey.
Okay, I see you.
Okay. Hey, okay. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, tonight, folks, we have a very interesting show. You know, we receive mail, emails and letters and inboxes from a lot of different people. And tonight's Diva Mail will lead into our topic. So what I'm going to do is, well, before I get that far, I'm sorry. This is also, March is Women's Health Month. So to all of us females out there that, you know, neglect to go to doctors and everything, please go get your pap smears done, go get your breast examinations and your mammograms and stuff like that. Don't take life for granted and say that, oh, it's going to be okay. An ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure any day. So just, this is Women's Health Month. So go get tested, go get yourself some blood work done, It never fails. The dog, every time, he ain't barked all day. All day he want to bark now that my show was on. I think they do that on purpose.
But they do, because Vi was just in here acting a fool.
Shut up,
Mello. Go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, go take a chill pill. But, yeah,
pump
anyway,
up the
ladies,
volume.
Go out and... Ladies, go get yourselves. Thanks for that. Thanks for that rich money. go get yourself tested. I mean, not tested, checked out. Go, you know, make sure your health
and
is
tested,
intact.
And tested.
And tested.
Tested. Tested and checked out. You never know.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Go get. That's right. Go get checked for STDs. Even if you are in a monogamous relationship, you just can never tell. But, you know, it's just a lot of things happen naturally that we don't even realize. You have
now people,
especially.
What do you think about the woman? What is it? Woman.
A day without women.
Day? No,
today's a national day without women. It was supposed to be where, you know, women, you know, take the day off of work or take a break from the norm just to see what people would do without women. I don't know where it originated from. I didn't really do any research on that like I normally do.
Me either. But, I just heard about
it's interesting. Mm. It's a little interesting, but, I mean,
my God, they're comparing me for that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to use if they would have gave me the day off with pay without having to use my own time, I'm all for it. I mean, and I'm
That's
all
right.
for supporting women, too. I'm for supporting women, too, but I'm going to support you for work. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I still have to get my bills paid. You know what I mean? So
That's right.
But shout out to all the women. Women, we could stand our ground from any position. So whether you were at work or you was out there, when you was out there protesting, marching, or whatever today, or rallying, or however you want to word it, whatever you was doing, power to the people. My fist is in the air for y'all, for us.
That's right.
And my fist is still in the air for us. So, but again, we were speaking on women's health. So, like I said, there's a lot of things that happen to naturally that people don't really understand. Now, I just want to give one quick scenario of something that people really don't know about. Like when women take antibiotics, right? And, you know, a lot of times it gives a woman a yeast infection. That yeast infection can be passed on to your partner. So,
right.
I mean, I don't want men to think, oh, women are gross, oh, she burnt me or she gave me something. No, that's not it. What it is just the antibiotics wipes out good and bad bacteria in your body. As a woman, we build up which is called normal flora, which helps our body fight infection and different things like that. This is something but when you take antibiotics, it wipes all of that out, and this is where yeast infection comes from. So when you're taking antibiotics, it's good to eat yogurt and stuff like that. And then if you have to use them on that, use it. Do not have unprotected sex when you're on antibiotics, because your mate can catch a yeast infection from you. So I don't want men to be alarmed or misconstrued about what's happening. Be treated as well for it. Vinegar will kill it on a man.
And the catch with that also is, of course, everyone knows that if a man does catch a yeast infection, SC, or whatever the case may be, it takes the man a lot longer to even notice that they have something. So that's where the education comes into play and the communication comes into play. You want to always communicate about it, because if you do have something and the man might not know, because their symptoms are completely different.
Right. Just, you know, be in tune, again, especially if you're out there with a mate, even if you're sexually active with more than one person, you understand what I'm saying? Ladies, just know if you are taking antibiotics, it's a great chance that you can catch a yeast infection. So, and
it's
then when,
well, it's still right.
And then when we menstruate, that helps to build our normal flora back. So it cleanses us as well as builds us back up all at the same time. So, you know, that's why it's, you know, us women go through a lot, and we deserve to be celebrated, not just 1 month or 1 day. We deserve to be celebrated every day. I'm just saying. That's my opinion. we deserve to be celebrated. We go through a lot of stuff.
Just real quick, the lines are lit up, so I do want to just definitely say that even though we are communicating, the lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. You do have to press that 1 button in order to go on the air and talk live with the Diva Squad. If you're listening from the PC, just call in. Just call in, give your feedback on the topics we're going to talk about tonight, as well as any healthcare topics, as well as anything that you want to share with the Diva Squad. So the number to call is 646-200-3838, and press that 1 button.
Press that one and can't kick it with your girls over here. Y'all know I get a little giddy sometimes. When it gets a little late, I get kind of giddy. But right now, I mean, I was going to touch this situation real quick because I don't know how long we're going to be on tonight. I don't know if it's going to be an hour, 2 hours, whatever. But this idiot, Ben Carson, has to be about the dumbest nigga. And I'm saying because he's a nigga.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be about the dumbest nigga to ever speak. You understand what I'm saying? For them to put him out there, I don't know who wrote this speech for him or gave him the battery to say the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But to say that slaves were immigrants on the bottom of a... I was just floored. I'm sorry. I had to get that off my chest. I'm not even really going to waste any time on that because that's
I had to say that he had to be about the
dumbest mofo riding the walking. Yeah, he got to be about the dumbest.
He got so much attention. I'm like, do you really want to give him some attention? Not even
he good.
But
Okay. Let's bring him on. Who our first caller? Who we got on the line with us tonight?
Paul, are you there?
I am here, my queens. I am here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You are now about to
witness
the strength of street knowledge.
The street knowledge.
Wow. You know what? I am so blessed to be in the presence of such beings. You know, your spirits are so wonderful. You know, the aura, karma, everything. You know, and that's why I call in, because I need sometimes when I, because I work like 72, almost 80 hours a week. So when I come in, I look forward to this Wednesday night so I can just relax, sit back, and hear knowledge from Queens and the king behind this whole situation here. He knows who it is. And it's just a wonderful feeling, you know, when I come in and I can
bless you, Dave.
Listen to you, you know.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You know, I love you guys. I really do. And the question that I had, I heard something about some kind of sex or relations and checking yourself. I didn't really get the full gist of it, but what if you're not sexually active? Say like myself, and I'm not sexually active. Because I didn't get the beginning of the conversation, so I just want to know what's the difference. You said if you are sexually active.
What's that say? Ask that question one more time, because I missed the question.
Diva, he was just saying when we were talking, and you were just explaining about the women who are on antibiotics, and so how the antibiotics, once you're taking it, it can cause a yeast infection. So I think Dave kind of caught a part of it. So he's saying what happens if you're not sexually active.
And then you don't have to worry about spreading it to anyone else. But in the same sense, if you catch a yeast infection, that's because that's what the antibiotic does. It wipes out all the good and the bad bacteria from your body. So then yeast builds. There's nothing there to fight that yeast that builds up in such a hot, warm, moist area. That area that gets people so attracted. Boom!
You know, in ancient times, they referred to that area as heaven.
Okay.
Yeah, it's depicted on walls. Yeah, it's depicted on walls and things of that nature. They consider right there to be heaven. So there's that speaks volumes when you're speaking about the female, you know, the makeup of the female. It just shows you how much more important you are than we are being told, you know. The other thing is that I found out some information as far as women that use, like, the tampons. You want to be very careful using the tampons that they have in the stores because they have several bad, basically, all the makeup of those tampons are basically made to destroy you. Your internal, it increases your eclampsia is what they call it. It increases the blood flow. It causes all kind of cancers and boils. And, yeah, it's very, very toxic to the female. There are some organic ones. There are some organic ones that has, you know, organic material. But the ones in the store, you want to really try and read up on the, you know, what's in these things because they're not here to help us. You know, so you got to be very careful of those things. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have to be careful, period, about, you know, stuff. Read anything that you get anyway, you know what I mean? So, but we just wanted to touch on that a little bit because this is Women's Health Month. And, you know, that's just one little pointer that we like to give. A lot of people don't really understand it as far as when certain things happen, you know what I mean? They just automatically assume. But like I said, see, go get yourself checked out. Get just to make you an appointment, and you can go to Planned Parenthood or your local clinic or whatever and set up so you can get, like, mammograms and stuff like that. Get you a good GYN that you can trust, and get yourself checked out, you know. Your health is very important.
I normally agree with you on a lot of things, but on the Planned Parenthood part, I would be a little skeptical as far as that, because that whole organization was, you know, institutionalized, again, to decrease, you know, your count.
Well,
you
know what it is? I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate you sharing that, but you have a lot of people that still deals with them. You understand? And I was just using that as an example because that's who some people can only afford to go see. You understand what I'm saying? So that was just an example of it doesn't matter really who you go to, whoever you do choose to go to, just get yourself checked. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I said find somebody that you actually trust to handle your affairs and your situation. So.
Well, I offer my services free of charge, you know.
so you the newfound GYN? Let me call that, babe. OMG. Okay. All right. Well, we're moving right along. So listen, folks, as you know, we receive diva mail and stuff like that. So tonight, I'm going to read the diva mail, and then we'll get into the topic. So it's a really short diva mail, and I'm going to read it right now. And after I read the diva mail, we're going to go to a song, and then we'll come back and discuss the topic. So the diva mail reads as such. Ready? We ready? Okay. It says, "Peace, Diva Squad. My name is Isaiah. I'm 37 years old. I am engaged to a 34-year-old beautiful woman. We've been in a committed relationship for 4 years now, engaged for 6 months. We both work full-time, and we have no children at this time. However, my lady always locks her phone or hides it whenever I'm around, or that's how it appears to me anyway. I've asked her to use her phone one day, and she said, no, use your own phone. Now, I love her and want to trust her, but she's showing me signs that she has something to hide. My question is, am I being paranoid, or does she have something to hide? Should I address her about this, or should I just leave it alone? By the way, when I asked her to use her phone, my phone was in the bedroom and I was just being lazy. Thanks for listening, Isaiah.
Okay.
Good.
So,
yeah.
Dave, of course, we'll let the caller go first. Dave, would you like to go first?
Actually, you caught the little banana in my mouth, but here's
Well, alrighty then.
Yeah, we're not gonna go there, okay? We're gonna look that over, okay? Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I mean,
you volunteered to do the pap smear. Now you got a banana in your mouth. Dave, what's going on with you today?
Yeah. Do we need
to
make you the
topic
or something?
I'm trying to be vegan. I'm trying to be vegan over here. But Isaiah, my friend, listen.
Okay.
Isaiah, my friend, I have a son almost as old as you. And just from a parental perspective.
I'm getting up there in age, too.
Yeah, we all are.
Mm.
Just from a parental perspective, and this is what I tell my son. If you encounter the opposite sex, and you feel, your initial feeling is that there's something wrong, go with it.
Go with your
gut. Go with your gut, because obviously that feeling is there for a reason. I'm not going to go and venture off to say if there is something wrong or not, because I really can't. But all I'm going to say is go with your gut. If you feel that there's something wrong, chances are there is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty much
all
it.
Right. So, devil's advocate, real fast. Okay.
Yep. Play that role, devil's advocate, real fast.
Only because a lot of people, men and women, always say that, you know, follow your instinct, follow your gut feeling. But my thing is this: let's just say you come into a relationship, and you're coming in with your trust issues. Now, you're not really saying that you have these trust issues. So anything that the person does is going to look suspicious only because you have trust issues that you're not saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe instead of getting into a relationship so quickly, maybe you should take a couple steps back and just reevaluate the situation. And I say that because if you bring in that baggage with you, the baggage meaning the trust issues, something that happened, somebody that did you wrong, so now you feel uneasy, everything is going to look suspect. If the person that you were with before, if that person never let you check their phone, but then all of a sudden, you know, you checked it one day and you found something, now every person you with and every cell phone you want to check, if the person say no, you're going to think it's something.
It's going to be a problem, right. It's going to be a problem.
It's going to look like it's a red flag.
Mhm. Yep. But my thing is, I think he should say something to her. You know, he's going to confront his issue. You understand what I'm saying? Not really confronting her for the most, but just say to her, listen, honey, is there a problem that I can't use your phone? Is there something, you know what I'm saying? Now, if they get into the conversation, she's like, no, I just, you know, you have your own phone. I just don't feel the need, but I have nothing to hide. Then, you know what I'm saying, then it's communicated. Now, if something happens other than that, then they've become a problem. You know what I mean? But at least he communicated that with her. And now she knows how he's feeling. Because then, now, for him to sit on that, that's going to be like hidden feelings. Like, oh, I'm going to hold this. And then one day another instance going to come up, and then he's going to end up blowing up.
Right.
So,
you want to talk about it, but you also want to understand why do you feel... Like, can you know, understanding your feelings, I think it's important.
Yeah, check his,
you know,
check his
there,
situation.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Check
him. Check himself.
That make you, know, because my thing is that if you want to check my phone, my hubby will tell you, my phone is right there. I don't have no lock. I don't have no passcode. My phone is right there. You could check it whenever you want to. You know, I am. Now, can I check yours? Do I have your passcode? You know, it's like you want to definitely make sure that it's returned, but like I know people that's like, you're not checking my phone. What's wrong with you? Get your own phone, you know, because that's not how their relationship is. So
now
it's like you could be married, and your husband say, oh, let me check your phone. We've been married 15, 20 years. You never actually checked my phone before. Now all of a sudden you want to check my phone.
Yep. Now it's a problem. But that leads us into our topic. That leads into our topic. And our topic tonight is how much privacy should be allotted when you're in a committed relationship. Where does the privacy end? You know what I mean? How much privacy does your mate deserve? I would say deserve, as far as, you know, when you being in a committed relationship.
When you go to the bathroom.
And shit, half the time not there either. Leave that door open, God dang it.
You know what? Once again, I'm sorry. I have to disagree.
I'm sorry. You know, I had to say that. I had to make y'all laugh. I'm sorry.
You say Wendy goes to the bathroom.
Seriously now, okay. No. I'm ready.
When you're in a relationship and you go to the bathroom, regardless of what you're doing, your mate should be allowed in that bathroom at all times. I mean, I can rehash experiences where I'm sitting on the toilet and my mate is there brushing the teeth or doing something else or whatever, and, you know, passing me the tissue or something. I mean, that's where you have an open relationship. That's where, you know, there's nothing hidden. You know, you just understand each other and you respond to each other's, you know, signals. But my question is, you said they were together, I think, what, 4 years?
They've been together 4 years and been engaged for 6 months now.
Okay, so what was happening the first 4 years is the question.
That's right.
Isaiah, I hope you're listening, because what has been going on to where the fact, well, he say, and he said in the letter that now she always locks her phone and she hides it whenever he comes around or whatever. So that would raise a question in me, like, do you have something to hide? And that's why tonight's topic is how much privacy should be allotted in a committed relationship. Me personally, I don't think I wouldn't say like privacy, but there shouldn't be anything that I don't know about my mate.
Right.
Now, if you have to hide conversations or where you've been, or lie about and stuff like that, then there's a problem. That means you're doing something that you wasn't supposed to be.
Right.
That's in my opinion, like I said.
And you know that the person would have a problem with it because this is how you're handling it. You know, you have to sneak around, you have to lie about where you're going. See, I agree with you with that. My thing is, I just feel like being in a relationship, I guess, for so many years, there really isn't much privacy left. To me, it's like, it's open. Like, you go to the bathroom, okay, it depends what you're doing. If you're blowing it up, no, I don't want to be in there with you. If I'm blowing it up,
you can have that.
You know?
Yeah, you can have that.
Stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like regular, you know, we live together. You know, keep in mind, I mean, I live with my mate, so I'm just saying, like, if it's something like that, that's different. Now, if Isaiah and his, you know, and his fiance is, you know, I think that they were struggling over the 4 years. I think they've been struggling. And now the step of the ring is, yes, I'm going to propose to you, but you don't really want to propose if you have all these different issues going on that you need clarity with.
Right.
You know, you might want to talk about that first, but to me, that's part of the communication. You want to talk about it, you know. It's okay to want to get married, you know, that's okay. Everybody, you know, a lot of people want to get married. But if you're having trust issues, the relationship is based on the trust and communication. So right now, that's a little lacking right now. I mean, to me, I think I would just sit her down, talk to her, and privacy, I don't think you have any at this point.
It's supposed to be a partnership where you share everything. And this is why,
like,
I asked earlier when I went live on Facebook, I prefer people that are in an actual relationship to answer my question, because I'm a single woman. You understand what I'm saying? Almost everything I do right now is private. Now, if I was to, you know, become, you know, to build a relationship with somebody and we're a couple and this is an established couple, then, I mean, I shouldn't have to hide anything, or vice versa. They shouldn't have to hide anything from me. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there's times where your mate is going to want to do something different than you, then I feel that's enough private moment. All right, you're going to go out with your friends or do whatever, and that's something different. Then you go ahead with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with that part. Because I know, like, if my mate goes to, like, say, you know, his cousins or something like that, I know me personally, I'm not going, because I'm not going to go to sit at a house with a whole bunch of guys and I'm the only female. I'm not doing that. Honey, go ahead, have fun, see you later. Now,
right.
That could be your policy,
right.
You know, because I don't want to entertain that. Like, I got different things I can do at home, and I don't want to sit up underneath you. I mean, I'm with you every single day. You can go out and meet your relatives or whatever, your friends, and have a good time. You know, that would be privacy, you know, but as far as anything else, I mean, like if I want to go with my girls and we go out to eat or whatever the case may be, then, you know, of course I'm not going to bring, you know, my mate with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as far as the relationship goes, there's not really that much privacy, but I'm big on no one should be able to come and tell me anything about my mate. Like, I should know everything there is to know about you.
Right.
You come to me and tell me nothing different. I mean, even
right.
if
it's four
thing,
years later, right. You still finding out stuff from somebody else 4 years later. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people that's been in long-term relationships that don't end up knowing their mate. There's a lot of things that they missed. And I think that comes from not paying attention. Not paying attention to who you're
blind,
with. Yeah. You know, you have to pay attention to, like, small details. Things that they like or don't like, and you know what I mean? It's just small things that people miss. And a lot of times, too, they're missing the trust factor. Like, all right, that means you really don't trust me.
Well, here's the thing.
How you feel?
We don't invest enough time and energy into ourselves. And I say this, I say that because this is what I'm saying. When you go to purchase a vehicle, you sit down, if you're going to finance, you bring your pay stub, your W-2, you bring your work history, you bring your living history, you know, you bring all this information, your social, your whole, you know, you bring all this information, you need references, all this thing to purchase a vehicle. Because you're investing money into this vehicle. When you go to purchase a home, same situation. You have to bring references, pay stub, W-2s, all this information you have to bring because you're investing money into a home. Why is it that when we go into a relationship, we don't perform and invest the same energy as we do into material things? So my thing is, I heard, Diva, I heard you say you're single. I'm going to send you a relationship app because we're going to try to change that for you. I'm coming to New York. I'm going to send you this relationship app. I want you to fill it out. And on the app is going to have, do you have trust issues? You know, how long you've been single? You know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Favorite position. All that stuff. See if you're compatible, you see? Because we have to change that dynamic. I got to change it for myself and for you. And we can probably make this happen.
Did he just try to sell himself to me, or did he just try to sell himself? I don't know what y'all was listening to, but what I just heard, he just tried to sell himself to me. That's what I just heard. I don't know.
That was good.
Now.
He says,
that was a good one. He said he's going to send me the app. He's going to send me the application. Can y'all believe that?
That's right. An application. He wants all the details, Diva.
Oh, my God. He said favorite position, all kinds of shenanigans. OMG.
He just threw that questionnaire out.
That is too funny.
You got to know. But you know, just getting back to the seriousness of it, we invest in everything else but ourselves. So if we're going to invest into someone else, especially when it comes to us and our time, our personal surroundings, because we have personal space. Everybody has personal space. You know, regardless of how many years you're married, everyone has personal space, especially people that are married for a long time, because I talk to them. And you know what the guys tell me? That's my garage. I said, what's your garage? That's my personal space, he said. You know, yeah, they'll go in the garage, they work on the car, they do something other than, you know, with the wife. but that's their personal space.
Right.
And the wife knows that. You see, the wife knows that. Or like you just said, you'll go out with the girls and, you know, do things. That's your personal space. You see? So
well,
once you have
that's
that
what I was
over-
saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's why I said you got to pay attention. It's just this things like that. You're like, all right, that daddy's right now. Daddy's in the garage. We already know we're not to mess with him at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Or mommy's
mm-hmm.
in there. She's in her book mode. She's in there reading or whatever. That's her me time. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Without separating yourself from your family or anything, but you're still having that little quality time to yourself. And a lot of times people just need just time alone just to reflect. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like you said, knowing yourself, you know, check me real quick. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that's important. I do think that's important where some people need that little quality time to themselves. And that's not to say that, all right, he or she's going to go out there cheating to see somebody else. That's not what that means. You understand what I'm saying? So don't twist that around like, oh, my me time is out. I'm out here hollering at the next one. No, that's not what that means.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, like you said, Storm, is you know, he's going to hang out with his dudes and all that. I don't need that. What do I need to be there for? You know what I mean? And I trust him. I trust him enough to know he's gonna go out there. He's chilling. You know what I'm saying? Now, if anything else other than that goes on, it'll be exposed to you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry your boots.
Exactly.
Don't you worry your boots about it.
Exactly.
It's from police. Well,
mm-hmm.
folks, you are on live with the Divas over here at the GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. We were supposed to go to a song before, but we just got right on into the topic.
Well, you know what?
The song.
Caller number 20 on that line, caller number 20 is going through the same situation. And I believe
mm-hmm.
they really want to hit that one button. But I don't know what is holding them back. Call the number 20
mm-hmm.
on that line. Go ahead and hit that button because I know there's something
yeah.
that's on your mind. And you need to just go ahead and call in and say what it is and let's get it out. Because tonight may be the only night
right.
you have. Yeah, tonight may be
yeah.
the only night you have.
Yeah,
you know,
get it on out. And you know what? I have friends, right, that'll hit me up and be like, you know what? Next week when I come on your show, I'm going to share my story. I said, listen, whenever you're ready to share your story is whenever you're ready. I'm no pressure. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, that's why I always say we don't want people to think that we're here to expose them for anything. We're not here to expose people. That's not what we do. We just discuss topics that people go through on an everyday basis that sometimes they don't have the next person to talk to it about. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of times it's easier to talk to a stranger than it is to somebody that you actually know. I've learned that. You know what I mean? You can share almost your deepest feelings with a stranger because now you're not worried about judgment because they don't really know you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's easier sometimes. So
you know it's easier sometimes. But I also think that because I was actually witness to a conversation that was shared with someone, and I knew that the person was judgmental, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the person that shared the story didn't know how judgmental she was.
Mm.
So my thing is you want to be careful who you share your story with, because even though someone can say, oh, talk to me, open up, it's okay, I'm here for you, you don't really know if there's a hidden motive, you know?
That's
one of the things
That's
I like about GQ Palace is you can call in and be whoever you want to be. It's who
That's
you
right.
are. You know, no one knows exactly who you are. You know who you are. But if you want to give an alias, you can. Diva, we're going to bring on a caller, okay?
Okay.
Paul, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you now.
This is Mike from Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. Welcome. What's going on?
Oh, I just tuned in. I was trying to figure out what was actually the topic. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. No, it's no problem. You know, we don't have no problems with giving it again. You know, We're just speaking on how much privacy is should be allotted when you're in a committed relationship. You know, how much privacy should be allotted to your mate.
Oh, okay. That's a good
one.
That's a real good one. Wow.
Yeah.
I got to think on that one.
Well, that's okay. We here for a minute. So it's all good because you know what it is, Mike? A lot of people, you know, again, if you don't know the real definition of a word, you can mix things up. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we always say,
right.
Some people take love, they mix up what love really means. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people think love is spreading their legs. They think that's love. You know, maybe that's what it is they love. But, you know, you have to know a real definition of certain things. Now,
right.
You know, when it comes to privacy, there's some kind of line that's drawn. That's what privacy means, a line drawn where
right.
boundaries shouldn't be crossed. Now, when you're in a committed relationship, how much of privacy should be allowed to your mate?
Wow. Well, I've been married for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and my wife and I mean, we, other than work, we do almost everything together.
Mm-hmm.
But even when we're together, there's certain parameters of privacy. You know,
mm-hmm.
like for instance, if I'm on the thought and she wants to talk about something, but she can see that I'm engaged in the thought process in my mind, she automatically knows, all right, well, I'll just wait for him to finish. Because that's my private moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even though we're together, we kind of know each other. And we know when privacy is needed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So just being in tune, you know, like I said, 20 years with this woman, you know. And I mean, it wasn't always that way. A couple of times we did have to get a little space for ourselves. But, you know, then it got to be a point where you start missing the person even when you're away from them, even when you're in
mm-hmm.
that space. So, I don't know. I just love my wife. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
I want to be where she is, you know. And so it's hard for me to say what space is without her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how I look at it. You know.
I know that's right. That's much respect right there.
That's
you right. know.
Now give him the diva mail and see what his response
yeah.
is for that.
I'm gonna read the diva mail to you real quick, Mike.
Okay.
This is what led us into our topic tonight. It says, "Peace, Diva Squad. My name is Isaiah. I'm 37 years old. I'm engaged to a 34-year-old beautiful woman. We've been in a committed relationship for 4 years now, engaged for 6 months. We both work full-time, and we have no children at this time. However, my lady always locks her phone and hides it whenever I'm around, or that's how it appears to me anyway. I asked her to use her phone one day, and she said, no, use your own. Now, I love her and want to trust her, but she's showing me signs that she has something to hide. My question is, am I being paranoid or is she hiding something? Should I address her about this situation or just leave it alone?"
Well, wow. I mean, those signs are obvious. Those signs are obvious. I mean, something is going on that she obviously is hiding and don't want him to know. Now, what it is, I don't know.
Right.
You know, but as being a man, you know, even if you decide to leave the relationship, you know, if you don't bring it to the person's attention, then if the person is in error or going the wrong way and they're not being told that, you know, what that type of behavior that they're doing, no matter what relationship they get in with someone, they cannot be trusted. You know, so me as a man, I would talk to her and give her the chance to be honest and just be upfront, you know. And,
right.
you know, look at her posture because, what, 85% of the conversation is body language, and he'll know
body
if
language,
she's being honest.
True.
Yeah, he'll know if she's being honest if he just look at the body language, because she could be saying something out of their mouth, but their body and their eyes tell it all. So after that conversation, then he has to have a real conversation within himself and decide which way he's going to go. If it was me,
right.
You know, I mean, I would at least give her that benefit of the doubt. And at the same time, show what type of man I am and what type of person
right.
I am. Don't let it be where you question yourself whether or not you're being paranoid. I mean,
mm-hmm.
ask the question. Get to the bottom of it.
Ask her. That's right,
you know?
Right. Like you said,
so,
give her the benefit now. I'm going to give you the benefit to tell me the truth and let me know that I'm being paranoid. Don't just assume that you're being paranoid, you know? And I agree with you 100% on that. Let's put the ball in her court now, and let's see where she is. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Mentally. Maybe she's struggling with me with something or whatever, and, you know, whatever. It could be nothing. But like you said, let's just open this line of communication up to her and allow her to defend herself. Being that I'm the one that's being so accusatory. You know what I'm saying?
But have an open mind at the same time. Like, you can't go into it being, you know, like, all
right,
she's guilty in advance. You know, you have to have an open mind to it when you approach it, because depending on your approach, she can become upset and feel like you're accusing her. So you just want to
say,
I think you should just, when you have the conversation, just say, hey, you know what, I'm noticing things are a little different. You know, is there anything that that you want to talk about? You know, or, you know, approach it like, you know, oh, like the other day, you know, when I asked you to use your phone, you know, I was being lazy because my phone was in the room, but you kind of told me to use my own phone. Like, is there anything that I should know about? You know, like, you want to talk about something? Like, approach it that way. This way it's open and you're not going into it saying she's guilty. I just want to tell her. You know.
Right, like you said, that body language, Mike, 85% of that body language now, she just snaps. She starts snapping and be like, well, why you got to go in? You know what I'm saying? And start getting all belligerent and all of that stuff. Then you know, there's stuff, she's hiding something. You understand what I'm saying? Because like you said, as a man, I'm giving you this opportunity. I just want this communicated here. I want to see if there is a problem, then we can fix it. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like you said, put the ball on her court now.
Right, because it could be a situation where she don't even know how to express love. She's been hurt so much and whatnot, and she don't want to mess things up. And she might be having dialogues with other people to try to help her keep that relationship, because she might be the paranoid one. So, all
right.
After you find out what's taking place, This is how I assess things. The person that I'm with, and is what I find out from about the situation, is it enough to cancel the whole relationship, or is the relationship salvageable? You know,
is it worth saving? Yep.
Right, because a lot of people, I mean, we're hurt and don't know how to express ourselves, don't know love, don't know how to give love, don't know how to receive love. And, you know, the way that I see it and the way that I look at it is, I'm not coming to judge you. If I can help you fix the problem that you're having, then by all means, I'm here for you, because we've been together, what, he said 4 years?
Four years.
So it had to be something about the relationship that's special to make you stay around that 4 years.
Right.
So now let's make it even more special. You know, the way that I look at it, with my wife, if she's holding something back from me, then something else or someone else has in mind and not me. I want all of it. You know. So I mean, we'll just sit up, have a conversation, we talk about everything. Because I want her to know that there's nothing that you should feel ashamed of, or that you have to hide from me, because if anything in your past that you're ashamed of, you're with me now.
Right.
You know, and I cleanse you of that, so we're going to shine together. And that's how I view things with me and my wife, you know.
Wow.
And there's no conversation, there is nothing, no conversation that we could have that is dirty or make me think anything less than you other than you're a special person because you trusted me enough to bring it up and talk to me about
right.
it.
Absolutely.
So,
all right.
So you'll be amazed. be amazed at what can be accomplished if you just sit down and talk to. You know.
Right, so I playing devil's advocate again, of course. my question is, okay, let's just say we don't even have to go with the diva male, just in general as a question. Now, if you and your mate have been together for 4 or 5 years, or even, let's just say, married for 20, let's just say, and you find
right.
out that that your mate is cheating on you, are you staying? And the mate came and told you, are you staying? Are you leaving?
It depends. It depends for me. And this is how I look at it. For me, personally, I always got to look at what I did to cause it. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I'm ignoring her, if I'm not giving her the love and affection that she deserves,
mm-hmm.
I have to see what I did to cause it. Because she ain't just jump up one day and decide just go run out and cheat.
Yeah.
After carefully examining to see what I did to cause it, if I ain't cause it, I ain't do nothing to cause it, and then, you know, we can talk about it, discuss it, and based upon where we at in terms of our love and our dedication
mm-hmm.
to one another, will determine whether I had it or whether I stayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
but
I got
to look at me first, because no matter where I go, if I leave her and go to somebody else and conduct myself the same way, then now I'm setting myself up for the same situation to take place.
Right.
You know?
And what about you, Dave?
I have to kind of put it into a different perspective. And when I say that, this is what I mean. Good evening, Brother Mike, first and foremost.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Love is like a tennis game. And I'm thinking about this because you keep saying put the ball in her court.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dating someone, they call it courting. When you're courting someone, it's a courtship.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a game. It's played on a court because you're courting. The ball is actually the heart that is being tossed back and forth. And in this game, you have two rackets. The male has a racket. The female has a racket. But what is her racket and what is his racket in this game of this courtship? So the thing is, when you put the ball in her court, is she going to serve the ball back, or is she going to trip over the net? You see? So there's a whole lot of situations that I'm looking at in this game, and depending on where she is and where he is going to make the difference of where this relationship goes. If she cheats or he cheats, as Mike was saying, there's a reason for someone to cheat. Either she's
right.
looking for someone with money that her mate doesn't have the money, or her mate has the money, but he's not putting the sex game down. So now she's looking for someone to sex game. Or she's looking for someone to hold and hug her because she has the money, she has the sex game, but the person that she's with doesn't give her that cuddling feeling. So now she needs someone that cuddles. Or she's looking for someone to just be able to hang out with. Like, you know, most females have a gay guy that they hang out with because, you know, he's out there doing all that stuff. You see?
Yep.
So there's different reasons why she's doing what she's doing. But in the same token, go ahead.
After a certain amount of years, I mean, you talking 20-year relationship right now, I mean, she still should be able to communicate that with her mate if that is a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Because listen, we're not talking about 6 months. Because, I agree with you to a certain extent, because you can love different people for different reasons. And sometimes it takes more than one person to satisfy what you're looking for. Now, but if you're after 20 years in a relationship, even after 4 years in a relationship, I'm going to go off that letter. After 4 years in a relationship, that should be able to be communicated. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're not holding me. You're not, you know, I long for you to hold me, or however you want to word the situation, whatever's going on. That should be able to be communicated with your mate.
Well, let me tell you a conversation I had with one of my customers yesterday, as a matter of fact. She's 83 years old, 83 years old, okay? She's 83.
Bless her heart, bless her
heart. And she came in, because this happens all the time. She came in and she was sat down and she started talking, right? When she was 6 years old, she was adopted by her aunt, right?
Okay.
She never knew her mother. At some later time, the mother came back and she was like, "Who's that?" And they said, "This is her mother." And she's like, "Well, I don't know that lady." Move forward. She was in a relationship with a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
For over 20 years.
Okay.
She's 83. She was in a relationship with a man for over 20 years. You know what she told me yesterday? She said, "Dave, I never loved him." She said to me the only reason she stayed in the relationship was because of the children. She wanted the children to have a mother and father.
Wow.
Okay? And this is real life. This is the conversation that she's telling, right?
Okay.
Not only that. Every time he drank, he came home and he beat her up.
Oh, wow.
You see? Yeah. She's 83. And this is what she was telling me yesterday. So for over 20 years, she's in a relationship with an abusive husband, right, that she didn't love, but she stayed in it because of the children.
Let me tell you something. A lot of times we miss a mark becoming victims of circumstance. You understand what I'm saying? I've learned that a while ago. You cannot be victim of circumstance. Don't be saying, and a lot of relationships happen like that. I have to say, because under the circumstances, I have to because of the kids' sake. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand because of her situation where she, was adopted by someone else, and she had this longing feeling going on in her where she didn't want her kids to suffer the same way. But at the same time, with both of them there, even with him there, they were still suffering. Because now they have two parents, but they got one that's very abusive, that was beating their mother down. You understand? So, a lot of times you can't let your circumstances hold you back.
Okay, so my take on it is, on the question, maybe I'm just, I'm probably in like a different generation, I guess, because I've had the relationships and the person cheated and stuff like that. And at this point in time in my life, I feel like whether I'm married or whether I'm going to be married, engaged, fiancé, companion, whatever you want to call it, to me, I feel like if I find out something like that, I'm going to leave. Because I don't believe in my heart, after experiencing it before, I don't believe that I can make you cheat. I don't believe that I can do something so bad that can make you cheat. No. When you enter a relationship, to me, you're supposed to commit yourself to that relationship. You don't have to be married to be in a committed relationship. Committed means when we're together, it's you and I. This is what we're building. This is the union that we have, and we're going to continue to build in unity together and raise our family. We're making this commitment to each other. So to me, if you go outside of that for whatever reason, it could say, "Oh, okay, well, you know what? The sex is not good," or, so-and-so has more money. To me, those are excuses. You know what I mean?
Excuses,
those are only excuses. Those are excuses that you're making to go out and cheat. And all reality is, you have to look at yourself and say, "You know what? I'm just not happy. I'm not happy for whatever reason," and then leave.
Right.
I don't want to be that person in a relationship and then turn around and say, "Oh, well, you know what? I found out my man cheated." Well, damn, my man cheated on me all this time, and I knew nothing. I don't want to be a victim of that circumstance. So me personally, I'm going to tell you, I'm leaving. I'm out the door. As soon as you tell me, my thing is I thank you enough for telling me, but let me make that decision if I want to stay or not.
All right.
Love me and respect me enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Love me and respect me enough to tell me. Because when you tell me,
honest,
you never know.
Yeah.
Right. I might say, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to stay." I'm telling you point blank, I'm out the door. My clothes and my stuff going to be packed so fast, I'm going to be out.
Listen, that's
because
you can have
that
stuff.
Down that road. I've been down that road already. I looked at myself like, oh, you know, maybe it's something that I did. Or in reality, I didn't make you go do what you wanted to do. You did it because you wanted to do it.
That's because you wanted to. Yep.
Is it cheating
so
if you know
out.
If you know about it?
It's still cheating no matter what. Is your instrument?
No, I'm saying, is it cheating
anything?
If you're involved in the relationship with the other people? Is it cheating?
Oh, if you're swinging, that's swinging.
Is that
it?
That's an open.
Shoot.
Right.
That's called swinging. That ain't cheating.
Okay,
right. But,
there should be no question.
But there should be no question that
freak.
If it's open and you're swinging, there's no question. But guess
right.
what?
They,
you never
gotta
know
ask
that person
nothing.
That you... Look, that person you're swinging at with might be swinging it better than what you're giving it to. So you might want to be careful with the swinging. But I'm just saying.
I know that's right.
Don't
well, listen,
go
ahead
and get your feelings
you.
Hurt
you.
Now.
I feel you. Because, listen, I don't have the time for it. That's why I'm not in a relationship right now. I don't have the time for it. I don't want to invest my time in someone else than to find out that they're out there. I just don't have the time for that. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to wrap this stuff up, make my kids, you know, elevate me on a different level and do things for them. I don't have time for that.
Right.
You know? If you want to come in this space, understand that this space is sacred. So don't come in here to defile this space. You see what I'm saying?
Look,
it's like the earth. Don't come in here and contaminate this earth. I don't have time for it because I need my seeds to grow. When I plant these seeds and I water the seeds, I need them to grow. I don't need it to be contaminated. You feel me?
You know what I say. I hear that.
Yeah, right?
He is not trying to contaminate his crops. He's not trying to contaminate those crops, folks. Listen, the irrigation system gotta be A1. No contamination. Listen,
wow.
He got seeds to be planted. Oh. Folks, y'all are online with the Diva Squad 614-638-38. We're talking about tonight. We're discussing how much privacy should be allotted in a committed relationship. Growing up with my mom and her husband, my stepdad, they. Like to say, even though they did almost everything together, they were still private moments. My mom still had a private moment, and so did my dad. We know when he goes in the room and that door's closed, I don't know if I don't even knock. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's an emergency. You know what I mean? That's even with my mom, like, you know, he wants his space now, or she wants her space now, and we're going to give him that. You know what I mean? And that's not to necessarily say anything negative was happening, you know. So you can't just automatically jump to conclusions about something that's going on. So, but if you want to know that question, like you said, give her the opportunity, like Michael said, give her the opportunity to explain herself if there is something going on. You know, don't automatically assume. And that's for you, Isaiah, if you're listening. You know, don't just automatically assume. Don't automatically accuse yourself of doing something wrong either. You know, if you're having some kind of a doubt or something going on in yourself, just to raise the question. You have to release it somehow, because otherwise it's just going to sit and build. It's going to sit in him and build until it becomes this big explosion, especially if the same scenario happens again. If that same scenario happens again, he's going to end up blowing up about it. So my thing would be, go and speak to her about it. Sit down like she's your fiance and speak to her as your fiance. Like, listen, honey, I was having a few concerns. I would like to know if there's anything that I need to know when I ask you. You know, just give her the scenario, how it appeared to you that you're trying to hide something. And if she says that she's not, she has nothing to hide, there's nothing going on, then you leave it alone. And get your lazy ass up and go get your own damn phone.
You know, I think they both need to detox. You know, I think they both need to check what they're eating. go to yoga together, go to yoga class, you know, get into something where they can, you know, probably do some and crystals or something like that. And do something together. You know what I'm saying?
Numb
like,
your heart and get your,
you know, get a T-bar, sit down, smoke it together, do something, you know, just, you know, maybe they'll get that sweet spot, you know, but, you know, a lot of times what he's probably eating or what she's eating causes your mind to do some funny things too. So, you know, a lot of times you got to check yourself as far as that as well, you know, and, and watch
the
friends, watch the friends too, you know.
First.
Yeah,
you
got to
check
friends,
yourself
man.
First because you can't control what other people does. So you have to definitely check yourself first. Like, let me Mike said, assess yourself. Let me see what's going on. Let me see what my role was in there. And then, like you said, if there was nothing going on, then hey, it's a problem. It's a problem.
I mean, her girlfriend might be her boyfriend. So, you know, I mean, you got to really check the friends too. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? That's true. I've experienced that. Well, you hide names and stuff under there. My sister is actually my boyfriend, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know,
so do all of that, and you might as well be single. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's my point. Don't just go into this. You know, you already know you're in a committed relationship. If you're not ready, then just say you're not ready. That's all. Like, listen, you know. But they're at the point now where marriage is in play. Because you're engaged now, so that means that's the next step to marriage. You know, I mean, like Lavina was saying, Stone was saying, being in a committed relationship, there's no, you don't have to be married to be in a committed monogamous relationship. That's where it starts. You're in practice now, you know, and marriage is like a, I guess it's a seal, I would say, in my opinion. Marriage is a seal. This is seal the deal. We're married now. However,
right.
That paper can't stop you from doing anything that you want to do. It should. Mentally, it should stop you. It should stop you. Whatever is going on in your heart, it should stop you. But, it you know, it takes willpower and it takes work. It takes communication. It takes dedication. It takes a lot of things that a lot of people are not willing to put forth as far as the relationship goes. You know,
right.
And that's like going to play a soccer game or something. Dave got me to give a scenario. any game, you're not going to sit down and play a spade game if you never played it before because you don't know what the rules are. You got to learn this stuff. This stuff has to be learned, and it takes growth and on stuff like that. Again, you got to put in that work.
Well,
it's not going to just happen on its own.
Speaking about spades, I've seen so many couples break up over spades than anything else.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, people married for years, I've seen them over a spades game. So, you know,
wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And you know what?
Well, folks,
I see nature's at work right here. Nature's at work right here because there's something you said early on in the letter, whereas it said they have no children. So
right.
That could be a good thing. Depending on where the relationship is going, because you don't want to involve children into a relationship that already is on the rocks.
That's unstable. That's right. That's true.
Involve children. Yep. I'm not even going to give you an engagement ring if I'm feeling iffy about it.
No,
that's my money.
Right.
I'm not going to give you no ring if I'm feeling iffy about it. No, we're going to have to clarify this thing first.
I'm
sorry.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Well, you see that ring? That I heard it mentioned early on today several times. That word love, L-O-V-E. But if you're dyslexic and you look at that word, it's going to be E-V-O-L. And when you put that at the beginning of several words, it means you evolve, E-V-O-L-V, and then or evolution. You see?
Evolution,
so
yeah.
Love, yeah, you see, so love is an evolvement of an evolutionary period. So in order for you to love, you first have to evolve together.
That's the truth.
You see, and that consists of time, you know?
Yeah.
Huh? And yeah,
so.
So that's what's involved there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. And again, knowing your situation, just being aware of your surroundings, but with that said, we are actually going to end the show. We, as always, we've had a great show, great topic, great platform, and we appreciate our callers and listeners. Right now, Dave, we're going to give you about a minute to give your final thoughts on tonight, and your time starts now.
Wow.
Then we'll go to Mike.
I feel like I'm on a Family Feud there with the time counting down. But
now. You don't wait 30 seconds already. Let's go.
Oh,
no,
man, I got to hurry up.
I'm just
Relationships involves a lot of different emotions. It involves a lot of different feelings. It involves a lot of private space, and it involves being able to communicate with your mate, whether it be the same or opposites. Whenever you decide to go into a relationship, just make sure that you yourself are happy with yourself before you try to allow someone to make you happy. Because you yourself have to first love yourself. You can't love anybody else unless you first love yourself. You have to respect yourself before you can respect somebody else. So it all starts with you. Look in the mirror and make sure that you are happy with what you see. Then and only then can you transcend that energy, good energy, towards somebody else, that they can reciprocate that, and they can use that for the betterment of not only themselves, but for the relationship as a whole. It takes two. And because it takes two, you have to be equally yoked. You have to know who you are, what you want, and where you want to go, not only with yourself, but with that other person. And you want to make sure that they're there with you, and you're standing on the square together. That's it.
Well, thank you, Jay. Yes, we'd like to thank Dave for that. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, well, we're going to end the show now, so now we're going to give you a chance to have your final thoughts on tonight's show.
Oh, okay, yes, ma'am. First of all, I just want to say thank you all again. I really appreciate the dialogue. It's very much needed. Secondly, I guess when I'm looking at the word love, true love or true love, to me, true love is something that allows you to be free. It don't bound you up. So when we talk about space, you know, when you are involved in a relationship, a true loving relationship, then you have all the freedom. The relationship itself is a freeing factor for you. Being able to be free to communicate your thoughts, your fears, being able to share all your different types of emotion without thinking that it's going to be thrown back on you or put back in your face or being judged.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we look to be, I agree with what Dave was saying, it's about loving ourselves first.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, just if you don't recognize freedom within the relationship, then you should really question the relationship that you're involved in. Because love does not make you a prisoner. It doesn't keep you a prisoner. Just like what the one sister was saying about staying for the children, I couldn't do that either because now I'm in a relationship. And also what Dave was saying about the other woman, she didn't love the man.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you have freedom in a relationship if you don't love the person, but you stay with him anyway? So now you become a prisoner.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's not what true love is about.
Absolutely
it's about
freedom. Not. No. Absolutely, I appreciate that as well, Mike. That was gem right there.
Yes, ma'am.
That was gem right there. That definitely had some wonderful comments from our gentlemen on the line tonight.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. Dave and Mike, thank you guys.
Yes, that's right, Dave and Mike. And they're from both sexes because Mike's been married. He's in a committed relationship, and he lost his wife for over 20 years. And Dave is a single man and still had gems. So, you know, again, like I said, loving yourself. You got to start loving yourself and recognizing the freedom in love. You know your mate. You know, get in tune with the person that you share your life with. You have to be in tune with them. Otherwise, you're walking blinded. You know, you're in a blinded relationship. So just pay attention to who you're with. Not only pay attention to, but if you're not interested, you know, communicate. Communicate that. If you're not interested, then just say so. Don't string people along and don't be a victim of circumstance. So, but it was a great show, Diva. As always, and I had a good time over here tonight. We appreciate all our callers and listeners online tonight, and y'all, next time y'all get on, press that one. Storm, I wanted to give out some real quick information on the Nonstop Media event that we have coming up, which is March 19th, I think, right? Am I true on that? Okay, it's March 19th. It's at Club Allure in Queens. I'm going to share the information again on my Facebook, so whoever would like to attend can do so. For the artists that, well, I don't know if the deadline has come up for entry or whatever, but for all the hip-hop artists, R&B artists or whatever, it's a great spot. You have celebrity judges and everything are in the building, and they're awesome. We have a good time when we go to those events. We have those events, so I am gonna post the flyer again on my Facebook page as soon as I get when I get myself together. Pardon me. And if you have any mail, any Diva mail that you'd like for us to share, our email is lowercase GEEQUE002@gmail.com, and that's in all lowercase letters. Again, it's GEEQUE002@gmail.com. So you just drop us a line or whatever. You could also hit us up in on Facebook. You can hit me in my inbox and Miss Mo Better on Facebook. You have Lavina Polite on Facebook. You have GQ Palace on Facebook. We also have an online magazine that's available. That's GQ Palace Radio/magazine. So it's a few avenues that we have that you guys can contact us as far as topics and shows and everything. Hi, Paula, my sister, my god sister Paula. So I want to give her a quick birthday shout out. Happy belated birthday! Her birthday was the other day. She was on listening. You know, happy birthday, Lisa. So, but tonight birthday, again, man. We had a great show, and we appreciate all of our callers and our listeners. Without y'all, it would be no us, and that's fact. On that note, we are going to sign off, and we'll catch y'all the same time next week, 646-238-38, Wednesday night at 8 p.m., and on Friday, you can catch us at, 7 o'clock on Fridays?
It ranges from 7 or 8 o'clock, but for the most part, it's 8 o'clock.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
8 o'clock on
it
Friday
depends,
evening.
You know, who we have someone
yep.
on.
Okay, and you got Storm and Rich Money on Fridays that run a show where they interview celebrities and artists and authors, all types of people on Friday evening. So, again, thanks again for the support, and we hope you guys continue to support us. And on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Take care. Have a blessed and safe week, guys.
Yes, indeed.
something I gave nobody else. Led me to believe you had just what I need. Now I see the game. God's been dragging my name. You put on the show. Kept the music slow. God all up in my ear. Same things that I love this year. Tears came to my eyes. But I'm not gonna cry. Everything that you ever said turned out to be all lies. But it's all good.
It's all good.
Didn't care that you broke my heart. It's all good.
It's all good.
I let you have it, you hit and run. But it's all good.
It's all good.
Like she was a star. Promised I would be. If I satisfied all your needs, I feel like a fool. Cause I trusted you. Did what I didn't want to do. Just cause you wanted me to. I gave you my soul and I just don't know why. Couldn't I recognize you were my life. All my girls out there. Just cause he says he cares. You can't believe everything that it fits in your ears.